This is All Things Considered on VPR. I'm Alex Keefe. As we've been hearing, American contractor Alan Gross was released from a prison in Cuba today after being held there for 5 years. His release came as President Obama announced plans to normalize diplomatic relations with Cuba. Senator Patrick Leahy has been working for Gross's release for some time, and he was in Cuba this morning along with Senator Jeff Flake, Representative Chris Van Hollen, and Alan Gross's wife when Mr. Gross was finally released from Cuban custody. Senator Leahy joins us now by phone from Washington. Senator, thanks for making the time.
Thank you. I'm glad to be with you.
So tell us what the scene was like when Alan Gross was finally released earlier today.
It was emotional. Congressman Van Hollen and Senator Flake and I have visited him there at different times. But every time we visited him, he was in a prison cell. And this time we walked into a room. He was sitting there. He was able to greet his wife and to greet us. And it was actually very emotional.
Senator, you say it was emotional because he was able to greet his wife. I gather that his health had deteriorated. He lost about 100 pounds while he was in prison there.
Yeah, I worried about him because every time when I've seen him, the wear has shown on him. I was glad to see him. It's almost as though he grew younger as we flew out. He cheered when we crossed into U.S. airspace. And I said, Alan, you're free. And he threw his arms around me, just hugged me. He said, Patrick, I finally realized that this is wonderful.
Along with the celebrations today, there's also been pretty quick criticism of today's moves from some Republicans, including from House Speaker John Boehner, who called it, quote, another in a long line of mindless concessions to a dictatorship that brutalizes its people. My question is, now that the U.S. is softening its stance toward Cuba, what leverage do we have to push for social changes there?
We have a lot of leverage. The more we engage with them, the more we have our businesses engage with them, our academics, and just the average American, that by itself gives us leverage. I once told Fidel Castro the best thing he had going for him was the U.S. embargo because he could blame all their failures in economic or political failures. He could blame it on the United States.
Senator, it will take an act of Congress to undo this decades-old trade embargo against Cuba, as President Obama has called for. Next month, Republicans take control of both chambers. Is lifting this embargo politically possible right now?
I hope it is. One of the most respected Republican senators was with me going down there, and I had invited him on other occasions, Jeff Flake of Arizona. He feels, just as a number of Republicans, senators I've talked with from the Farm Belt, they said it's time that we start being realistic. We went through the same thing in Vietnam. We fought a long war in Vietnam, and you had Republicans like John McCain joining with Democrats like John Kerry, who said we ought to improve relations. Now Vietnam is a major trading partner.
We've been talking with Senator Patrick Leahy. He was in Cuba this morning when American Alan Gross was released after 5 years in prison there. Senator Leahy, thank you for making the time.
Thank you. Good to be with you.